Is that
it? Who was that?
I love
it was,
that.
It was like a little fucking firework.
We're doing different intros, and we're just playing with some sounds that our bodies make at the moment. That was Ryan's attempt.
Well, that was better, eh?
That was better. Amazing. Here we are for episode 7. Welcome back, humans. So good to have you joining us today. What we're going to be going into in this podcast is we're going to answer a couple of questions that we got asked on our Instagram. Then we'll go into fear and manipulation and love and inspiration and how we aim to live from love and inspiration as much as we can. So our first question that we've got from Kat, who's actually a facilitator who's coming through our training. She's asked, can physical injuries be manifested from emotional stress?
Big question. And for me, fucking living it, absolutely can say yes. It does. It does. For me, I feel my biggest emotional states were my suppression of my voice and not asking for help. And that manifested eventually into tonsillitis. So it caused me to have tonsillitis in my throat. And I had severe inflammation in that to the point where I was needing to be hospitalized a few times and I'd had to have steroids to bring that inflammation down my throat to the point where I couldn't even swallow or breathe in a way. And looking back, that was from me emotionally suppressing my words and not seeking or asking for help in a way. So that was my physical body responding to the emotional state there.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's from my perspective now, 100% without a doubt, ignoring our emotional state and suppressing emotions, not allowing them to flow through the body, creates stagnation in cells. And when we have unhealthy cells, cells that aren't expressing themselves or working like they should be, that's going to cause a physical injury or a physical manifestation of some sort of illness or disease. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this at length, and it's really interesting to see the different things that can happen, but also how the body can heal when we allow ourselves to express these emotion, and it can heal instantly. People can completely full remission from like stage 4 cancer, these autoimmune diseases. Our body can heal them when we release this emotion that's been stored and suppressed and held onto.
Yeah, there's some crazy profound stories out there, and now I guess it's starting to align with the education that we're bringing. People are starting to actually live these things and experience these things down to a minute and acute level, but also these more profound stories from people nearly on death's door and then allowing themselves to feel and express, and then boomfa, we're good, we're on again, and allowing the energy to flow.
I know from just touching on a personal experience, obviously playing rugby, not doing a job that wasn't fully in alignment with me, there was a constant unconscious stress on my body. And it's not something like a death sentence, although I had that through suppressing emotion, but something a little bit more subtle that others may be able to resonate with a little bit more, that's not a life and death scenarios. Just a constant tightness around my lower back, constant tightness around my hips, feeling like I always needed to be massaged. And sometimes it would be spasm and just thinking, oh, I've just got a crook back. No. When I started listening, when I started softening, expressing, through my words, through breathing and releasing emotion, through tears, through screaming or shouting, and that can trigger people too. But when I allowed myself to go there and express these things, that somehow just went away. And I didn't do anything different with my gym exercises, or I tried all the things, but it was an emotional, energetic shift that allowed that to heal.
Yep, it's profound, but believe it. Believe it is true. Emotional stagnation in the body can manifest physical, absolutely.
Yeah, great question, Kat. Morgan, another of our facilitators, I love how involved they are and the energy they're giving into this training and the learning and seeing some of the transformation that they've had
already
through their inner dives is just incredible. Morgan's asked, game-changing habits that have leveled up our lives.
There's many here, but the biggest one for me would be breathwork. It's been the catalyst of my entire growth journey, my entire evolution, and ascension within my own understandings and levels of consciousness was the breath. As soon as I started doing that, implementing that, everything changed, game over. It was, and it is still something that I believe I owe my life to, breath, and being able to incorporate that in most of my days. Well, I do. If I'm not doing the daily breathwork practice, I'm always coming back to my breath in many scenarios, many situations. If I find myself getting a little bit ungrounded or a little bit on edge or uncomfortable, I'll always just stop and just listen and feel my breath coming in and out of my body. So that's a habit. And to begin with, it was a really conscious habit, but now I do it unconsciously all the time. I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm catching my breath again. I'm aware of my breath. Mm-hmm. So it's these things that we have to consciously start with, but they become really unconscious when these habits become ingrained in our day-to-day living. And it, this is what transforms our entire reality.
It is. And I've literally got here on the table, Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results, Atomic Habits by James Clear. If you haven't read that book, it is an absolute must. And that's exactly what it's all about, creating an environment, sticking to a habit that you know is consciously and aligned with your highest good until it becomes an unconscious thing that you just do. And then you're just serving yourself unconsciously all day, every day.
Yep.
For me, a physical one was the breath work as well, obviously, but in terms of a slightly more internal habit, and I didn't do this right at the beginning of my journey, it was more sort of midway through and when we connected, is sticking to my word, integrity. When I say I'm going to do something, when I express that to a friend, or when I say it internally to myself, it may be something small, and it's actually a really good way to start building this habit. Start with something small, and then when you say you're going to do it, you follow through on that, and that builds that trust within yourself, but also within people around you. They can start trusting you too.
100%.
Any other habits you got there?
Any other habits I've got there? I think a habit for me is spending time with myself, and it was a challenge to begin with because I was actually afraid of my own self. I was afraid of my own thoughts, but doing that, leaning into that, and making it a conscious habit was one of the most, I think, empowering things I ever did as a human, was actually spending time with myself and being okay with that, not needing to have others support me or be there to bounce off and talk with and connect with. It was more so just being on my own. So making that my habit now and still doing that has enabled me to understand the importance of that habit, and it impacts me on a energetic, emotional, physical level as well. So that's one of my habits right now. Me time. And me time is me time. Me time is no phone. It's me and some sand. whatever I'm doing.
Do you want to dive into that a little bit more? And like, because we went away from that a little bit because we were so invested in our mission and what we're creating. We actually lost a little bit of that self time where it worked so well for us to get us to where we were, and then we lost that a little bit. Do you want to explain just to everyone what happened there and why we've brought that back in?
Yeah, it's a habit that we've just re-brought back in. It was actually non-negotiable for a long time. And when I come over here to Australia, it was my non-negotiable. I've got it written in my diary, connect with nature when I need to, connect with myself when I need to. But what happened was we got so excited with what we're doing, and we wanted to impact as many people as we could, and we got caught up in that motion of actually seeing the results within others. We become so obsessed with everyone else's results that we forgot about our own being. And I said this to Rue. I said, this is a 24/7 gig. It's not something that we do once or twice a week. We're continuously replying to messages, sending out voice messages, getting on calls with people that are struggling or needing assistance in some way. It's a non-stop thing, and
we love it,
we absolutely love it, but we're getting to a point where we've got so much to do. There's so many responses, so many other organizing tasks that need to be taken place and everything else, and I got to a point where I realized that I'd forgotten to look after myself, and that's number one. I can't assist others when I'm not assisting myself. So I said to Rue, I was like, we need to actually start scheduling in some time again so we can reconnect with ourselves, so we can show up with that energy for people when they need us. And that is a service. If we're showing up from a place of tiredness and fatigue and a low energy, that's a disservice to this person. They're not getting your most powerful self. You may not be showing up as your most authentic self. So that is where that comes from. And re-bringing that habit back into our lives, I think, is so important right now, so we can continue shining with that light, with that power, instead of letting it fatigue and drain us a little bit. Because we know we love this so much, to the point of obsession and getting just a little bit caught up in it all. So it's now just bringing it back, stepping out a little bit, zooming out, and focusing on the number one priority, which is literally just us as a human, making sure we're showing up with that excitement like we know we have.
100%, bro. It's exactly what you just said. It's starting with us coming back to the basics. What did I ask you earlier, B-Ron, before the show started? What was it? And you're like, just live. Was the question? Yeah, I was reading something on Instagram and it said, what's your purpose in life? And I asked it to B-Ron and he said, to live. And I was like, boom, mic drop. That is it.
Yeah.
And we forget that sometimes, even us with what we preach. And it's coming back to that. We schedule the whole Monday off and we don't even hang out together. And it's not because we don't enjoy each other's company. It's to reconnect with our true self. And not many people can understand that, and it's being able to articulate that in a way to others that it's not a personal thing. This is for me. This is to fill my cup so I can show up as the most authentic version of ourselves. And that's what we've found. Like, I feel these last 3 weeks that we've been doing it, we've been able to show up more. We're having more laughs. We're having more fun times because it's not just constantly on. There's that downtime, and yes, it's only 1/7 of the week, but it's just, it's enough, that it's all we need.
It's a reminder of what we're doing and how obsessed we are with it. When you're doing it consistently and 24/7, we lose that gratitude for what we do, and we forget what we're actually doing. We forget what we're doing. You know, there's times where I'm like, bro, look what we're actually doing. Look what we're creating here. And to stop and actually reflect on that is really important sometimes as well, instead of being so caught up in it. So having those days to just stop, be a human, not talk to anyone, just lay on the ground all day, then to regain that excitement to step into the next day and be back on, that's what's most important.
You know what? It's actually really hard for people to give themselves permission to do nothing. I knew myself this was really challenging at the beginning when I started investing time back into myself. I was like, oh, but I've got to do something. I can't, I've got to be working, or like there's got to be something happening. But no, the more I understood myself, the more I understood I could just be, and I could be happy with that. And that was one of the most liberating feelings of, we're so conditioned, we need to be moving, constantly doing. We're not human doings, we're human beings, allowing ourselves to be from time to time and just slow down and fill that cup. But yeah, it was a great question, Maddie. Thank you so much. And there are a few habits that we implement in our lives to really allow us to show up as the most authentic and fully energized versions of ourselves.
And we're always learning, and we're always figuring out new habits as well. So it's a continual process of seeing and trying and discovering and learning what the body wants and needs and desires, and then sticking with that and creating that habit and putting it in the diary and ticking it off, you know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so moving into our topic today, love and inspiration over fear and manipulation. And we'll touch on suffering and how to overcome that as well. We're just going to riff a little bit today, but we wanted to just touch on these topics.
Yeah.
I wanted to start with something, it's so real for us because it's literally what we live. We're living this mission, this purpose of unconditional love, showing love in every aspect of life and coming from that place always, no matter how challenging the situation, speaking truth and speaking love, even if it's going to trigger someone or it's going to make them feel uncomfortable. We know it's coming from a place of love, and if they are at a level of awareness, they're going to be able to feel that and understand that. And we've had some conversations like this recently, and it's been beautiful to witness people come through the other side of being challenged and triggered and understanding and going, wow, and respecting that even more. something happened this morning. I was about to put a little quote on my Instagram story saying, you only live one, or you're going to die. I was about to post it, and something felt off with me, within me. And then I understood what it was. That is putting out fear. It's, yes, it's trying to inspire someone or motivate someone, but it's trying to motivate from a place of fear rather than a place of love. So I took that down and I instead wrote, how can you live more fully today? And how can you bring more purpose to your day? So it's coming from, it was just an instant switch from fear versus love. And there is nothing, we never want to push someone to question what they're doing out of a place of fear. It is always to inspire from a place of love. And that is just our philosophy. That's how we do it. We understand that there's other ways of doing it, and that is completely cool. But it's just what we're all about at Cool to Be Conscious.
Yeah, absolutely. Being the inspiration, being the change that people wish to see themselves is something that we've always done. You know, there's so many ways to control humans and put them in these states and think they're in lack. No one's in lack here. We're all just needing a bit of motivation and inspiration every now and again. And that's how mass psychosis works. That's what's going on the planet right now. How do you think there's this huge controlled group of people? Because we've been told that we potentially may die from a flu that's going around, and that's in a fear state. And then we just listen to everything that's been told to us. What do we do next? Take this thing. Oh, fuck, okay. And it's been proven through science, when we're in that fear-based state, we literally bend over and do anything. So instead of putting our audience or putting those that are listening here or witnessing us on social media in a frame of mind that you think that you are in lack and you're not enough and you need something from us, that's manipulation full stop. So instead of doing that, we're wanting to always stay in that place of love and inspiration instead of fear and manipulation. And you've got to be really careful here, because there's many people and many groups and many leaders, they call themselves leaders, that are literally manipulating you. And that's what's been really challenging for Rue and I over the past few weeks. We've been having conversations with a few people that values and morals and things just didn't quite align with us. And this is us just speaking our truth from our own, as we said, our own philosophy and our own understanding, our own way of living. Things haven't been quite in alignment with that, and it's been pressing on our body, not our mind, not our intellect. We're fine up here. It's more pressing on our heart and on our soul. And for us to have to voice and vocalize that from a feeling is literally us taking action on our truth and voicing that. And as Ruth said, we've been having some amazing conversations through that push of slight discomfort within our own voicing and vocalizing our truth, but knowing that it doesn't matter how this person perceives or takes that information. The most important thing is us vocalizing what feels right for us and that truth that is so deep down in there. That's the biggest thing. And yes, it may trigger, as we've said, this person that's receiving it, but it doesn't matter because you're speaking your truth.
So much bigger than us.
It's so much bigger than us, yeah.
Mm. It comes back to embodying a message, embodying. And it is something that is not often seen or done. That's why we hold ourselves so accountable to do that, to be that energy, to show up as that always. And never, and just there is no point in ourselves where we're going to come from a place of fear or do something that we don't believe in, because it's going to make us vulnerable and people are going to see that, they're going to feel that, and it's going to be leave us exposed. And we are so connected with this mission, we see it being a global movement, and it just makes that accountability so strong, and it allows us to come from that place always. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I feel like people will be able to understand where it's coming from, but it's a message bigger than ourselves.
Yeah. And with that and on that, the only way that Rue and I are able to voice and vocalize and stand strong in ourselves is from actually diving into the depths of our own self and release all of that stored anger, hatred, processing, pain in our pain body, right? We're beyond our pain body now, which causes people to act irrationally and want to take control and be in control and manipulate and operate from that place of anger and power. Whereas we've moved through our own shit, let go of all of that, and come back to the essence of what we truly are and only want for everyone, which is unconditional love, support, care, and nurture, and inspiration, right? And from here, you realize that what Ru and I are doing on this planet is so far beyond us. We've surrendered to that fact, and we're literally just allowing the process of life take place without needing to justify or validate ourselves in any way. We'll continue doing this, whether two people show up on the beach or 2 million. We're going to be there most Sundays, bringing people together to share the tools and modalities that have transformed our life. And the big part of not being able to step out of that controlled, wounded, either masculine, feminine energy, and to step into your higher self is that suffering. It is that irrationality, and it is that fear of being seen and making change within your own body and mind and intellect and heart. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what suffering is and your understanding, my understanding of that, and how we've both moved through that. Yeah. Let's go there.
For me, suffering all stems from a misunderstanding of what we truly are as a human being. It is a full attachment with our ego, our three-dimensional human body and brain, and thinking that that is all we are. And when you believe that and you are fully consumed in that, the external environment is going to affect you internally a lot because you're at the mercy of it. When we can become more aware, when we can become more conscious, and this is the reason why we do what we do, we allow people to expand their level of consciousness, to expand their level of awareness, which is the same thing, so they can understand what they truly are, who they truly are, this loving energy, you can call it spirit, soul, the divine, God, the universe, God, all these names are the same thing. It is a inner connectedness with everything. Everything and nothing at the same time. And when we can identify as that, that is truly us, and I'm speaking from that space right now, and it's coming through my human body, and we can stay connected with that, that is when we can understand and get beyond suffering. Not saying that we won't experience negative emotions. Yes, they will come. Sadness, hatred, frustration. That is still the attachment to the ego, but yes, they come and they go. But there is no attachment there. It's understanding that that is part of the human experience. It is to experience all the emotions. The love, the happiness, the joy, the sadness, the frustration, the hate, the grief. It is all a part of it. I think when we can expand that level of consciousness and awareness, it allows us to cope with that suffering, in quotations, negative emotions, the language of the body, and it allows us to come back and understand we are just that loving energy, that divine universe. That's my understanding.
No, I love that, and it is that. I'll speak into that as well. It's what you just spoke it into, and when we understand that we're not these things and we detach from these labels and let go of them, we come back to the present moment where love exists, where the presence exists, right? So I love that. And for me, my understanding of suffering is it's someone's inability to understand that they have a choice to let go of whatever they're feeling. It's the lack of education with knowing that suffering is a lack of wanting to feel pain. I feel when we allow ourselves to feel the pain or to feel the emotion without attaching to it, allow it to flow through the body, that's when the suffering dissolves. Suffering is a choice. Those that are out there identifying themselves as someone who is suffering from something, that is their choice. When someone says to me, oh, I'm someone that has anxiety and I've got PTSD and I've got all these things, that is your choice. You're literally putting that back into your mind, into your brain, into your body, and you're literally manifesting that into reality. Stop doing that. Stop doing that right now. You're a human being. As we said, you experience all of these amazing sensations and emotions. See if you can unlabel all these things. Unfucking label them. Whatever that is, feel that with curiosity. Oh, I'm feeling this new sensation in my body, which we call anxiety.
Yeah.
Put that into excitement. It's the same neurological reaction in the brain. The body feels this. It's the same thing. I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
Rewire that. Reprogram that. When you're feeling a sense of love or hate or anger pop up in your body, whatever you're feeling, allow yourself to move with that. Don't attach to it. Oh, I'm feeling angry here. Allow it to move through your body in any way. The body just wants to express whatever that vibration is. Anger comes out in different ways. Movement, body movement. Go and let that come through, whatever that is. When you're feeling emotional, be with yourself, cry, allow the tears to flow, whatever you're feeling through. But as soon as we don't allow ourselves to feel those things and we suppress them, that's when the attachment comes through and that's when the suffering comes through.
Yeah.
And it's a continuation of not allowing yourself to feel that sensation fully.
Sensation. And you actually mentioned this, it might have been like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I hadn't actually practiced that before, letting go of the label, the name of the emotion that we just identify, that we've been taught that that's what it is. And I started doing it just throughout the day, because we experience so many different emotions all day, every day. So you get to practice it a lot. And just as soon as you go, oh, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling frustration here, I'm feeling angry about that, I'm feeling happy here, I'm feeling joyful, scared, fearful, whatever that is, just letting, of course it's going to come in initially, and then go, actually you bring yourself back to almost like you're a baby, like you've never learned any words ever before, closing your eyes and feeling what it feels like in your body and feeling it fully, because when you feel emotions fully, you're no longer suppressing them, you're expressing them, and when you express them, that's when energy flows and you have this new lease and new energy for life. It's been a massive thing just for me in the last few weeks, giving that a go. And it was all from just a couple of words that you said. And I was like, oh, fuck, that hit me.
Yeah.
And then I gave it a go and it's been really beautiful. So amazing. I encourage any of you that are listening today to let go of the labels of feelings and the stories that we have around them, and just close your eyes and feel in your body what that feels like for you, and just experience it. Without any words, experience the feeling. And that is what the human experience is about. Peter Crone has a beautiful quote around suffering, and it goes something like this. We are presented with people and experiences to reveal where we are still not free. And when we can understand this, we are presented with people and experiences to reveal where we are still not free. When you fully understand that message, you can actually come from a place of love and gratitude and compassion for triggering events in your life.
And excited.
And get excited for it, because you're like, oh my God, I'm not free here. I can become aware of that. I can understand where that trigger is coming from, whether it's when you're 5 years old or 15 and something happened, and begin to let go of it. And then you become slightly more free in that space and in your entire life.
Absolutely. And the polar opposite of suffering is peace, and it's freedom, right? When you are so whole and so safe in your own body, and you don't need to validate or justify anything that you are doing in your life to prove or to make yourself feel worthy or enough. When you don't need to do any of that, and you can do your own thing, stay in your own lane, not look externally at anyone, be yourself. That is freedom.
Freedom!
Oh, freedom.
We watched Braveheart the other day.
That's freedom.
Watch it. It's a fucking cracker.
It is.
William Wallace.
Yeah, there's so many avenues that we can talk about this through experience and our own lessons and learnings through suffering, pain, manipulation, control, but we're just going to literally touch on these things and give more throughout each episode. Okay, yeah. So this is just, we're just dipping our toe in here, but that's our own understanding of what suffering is. We talked about fear and manipulation versus inspiration and love, the two different sides there to the story, and ways that we can show up as an individual and bring what we do as a movement, and Ru and I embodying and the love and the inspiration, that's who we are. Mm-hmm. Yes, other people use different ways. People may resonate with that, but we are wanting to always stay true to ourselves, and that's number one for us.
Yeah.
We answer some questions. That's it. Let's wrap this up.
So should we, like we've been doing for our facilitators, should we give them a wee task?
Task. I like that.
Let's start. So what we'll get you to do is, yeah, we'll get you to look at yourself in the mirror for 5 minutes. Look at your eye, look through your eye, and if there's any words you want to say, the only words are, who am I? Who am I? And just repeating this 5 minutes in the mirror to yourself. And this will allow you to see beyond your body, see beyond your ego construct, and connect you back to that self that we just touched on.
Absolutely, because when you can understand that you are not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not the person that's suffering, you're beyond that, you're just purely the awareness in the body, game over. You can understand that this is just a tool, a device that you get to experience life in. Mm. Have fun in it.
Your meat suit. Big love, fam.
Peace. We'll see you next week. We've got a guest coming on next week. Exciting times.
Oh, we do too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big love. Keep walking the cat and swimming with the frogs.
Sitting on the toilet.
Driving
the car.
I know there's a couple sitting in the loo. Used to do that in the podcast, eh?
Yeah.
Big love, fam.
See you soon.
Peace. Mwah.